This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. It's another day of fighting after the Hamas militant group struck Israel without warning. So far, more than 300 have died in Israel, another 300 in Gaza. And now Israel and the Lebanese militant Hezbollah exchanged fire, raising the prospect of an even larger fight. Gili Yoskovich was among hundreds of young people at a music festival in southern Israel near the Gaza Strip when gunmen opened fire.
They were just all around me, and they were going tree by tree and shooting everywhere from two sides. And I saw many people, like, people were dying, like, all around. I was very quiet. I was like, I didn't cry, I didn't do anything, but I was, in one hand, I was like breathing. I said, okay, I'm gonna die. It's okay. Just breathe.
President Biden spoke at the White House throwing support behind Israel, but Republicans put blame on the president for the violence in the Middle East. CBS's Christina Ruffini from Washington.
On the campaign trail, Republican candidates seized on a prisoner exchange the White House negotiated in September, which unfroze $6 billion in Iranian assets.
I would not be at all surprised if part of that tremendous wealth that they just accumulated went into all of a sudden watching this level of aggression.
But the White House pushed back hard, saying that not a penny of the money has been spent and that these funds have absolutely nothing to do with the horrific attacks, and this is not a time to spread disinformation.
Major cities in the U.S. are asking for federal assistance to help with the migrant crisis. Hundreds of migrants are bused from border states to northern cities every week. Correspondent Michael George.
In Chicago, thousands, including children, are sleeping on the street, inside police stations, or the airport, as that city hurries to build more shelters before winter.
The concern is just how are they going to be able to withstand the cold.
Staying in Chicago, the United Auto Workers Union held a rally in support of their strike against the big three automakers, now about to be in its fourth week. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
This is about unraveling a system of disparities. This is about unraveling a system that wants to pit workers against workers, but we're not going to stand for it, are we?
Check those Powerball numbers.
That first number up is 47.
Actually, there's no need to. You know why? Again, no winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, which means it now rolls over to Monday night. The estimated lump of cash now, $1.55 billion. That's a cash value of about $680 million. Of course, that's all before taxes. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off Max Inc. Heavy this evening with a double dip of Zeroed Hero. This is their brand new song. It's called Bloody. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Reeling through, crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing, my ears ringing, a hunk of burned out. She's rising, no surprises. Find a thing I know. Altered sizing is mesmerizing. Packing my bag. as I go. We'll be right back.
Kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Zeroed Hero. That is Second Guessing on Maxine Kevy. Before that, we heard Bloody. That's their latest single. I believe Zeroed Hero is working on more new music for all of us. We'll have that on the air for you as soon as it appears in my inbox. How you doing? I am Jimmy K from Maxine Radio. Happy to join us. MaxineRadio.com. If you would like to inbox us music, love to have it. We got music on the way from Quick and Painless, also Fiberweed, and that new one from Electromag, which is so awesome, plus Essential, Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. The Heroes Live, they got a show coming up November 4th in Milwaukee at the bar with Lockjaw. It's Metavon's birthday party. They always throw a party for that. Let's do the Heroes Live right now. It's Trainwreck Symphony on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Trainwreck Symphony. You're turning out the heat. Running that game, but you can't catch me. A trainwreck. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just it takes a little bit of time to get over all of it. It's just sex and sex. Act like we're on crack. Am I crazy? Is this what love is? Now I've come undone. I can't feel the sun. Is it over? It don't feel over. Serotonin feel hurt in my veins. The way she loves me is all I crave. We'll lie down, I'm lonely now. Each body claro came down. I think about the future way too much. Not knowing what'll happen, I can never fall in love. It's her head, she's in the clouds. I used to be the one. Always get her out, she blew my mind. But that's just it. It takes a little bit of time to calm down from the high.
Feel hurt in my veins. The way she
Oh, man, so good. Queen of Dreams on Maxi and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Quick and Painless before that was Serotonin, the Rotten Tommies, and the Heroes Lie in that set as well. Queen of Dreams, they got a big show happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Crucible with Smoke Free Home, Force Field, Silence in Numbers, and King's Caravan. That show, the doors open at 6. I'm assuming the show starts at 7, Sunday Night Metal at the Crucible here in Madison. I'm Jimmy Kay. I've got the new one from Bon Scorpion just around the corner. Right now, let's head down to Janesville, Wisconsin for Revolution X. Here's their song, Our Evolution. It's Maxi and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Circling. Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
so awesome. Electromag on Maxi and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Gazer, KBD from Sky Roll Fly before that, and some Fiberweed in that set too. Hey, I'm not going to be here on November 11th. I'm going to be at Mustard Plug. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon with special guests. Get this, Something to Do, Mescalis, and Four Aspirin Morning making their reunion debut. High-noon.com is where you want to get your tickets. Let's do some 4 a.m. right now. Hey, Essential Last Crack just around the corner, too. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
is local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy. And Milwaukee is even the capital.